Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead, Ben. Been gone.
How's the mindset? How is everyone feeling?
We're good. I mean, first thing I told them when we got in the locker room was, hey, you know, have a short memory. This game is over. Playoffs is a different beast than the regular season. You played all year to get home court advantage. This is what you played for. You get two games at home. Most people, if you ask them, 80% of them would say, hey, I got two games at home, and you're home, you know, you take those two games at home if you got that scenario. So, I mean, of course, you want to win the first game, but you can't. You got two games at home.
So this is, you're facing an elimination game for the first time this season. I mean, do you think about that, that this could be it?
Not really. I think the good thing about our team is we've got veterans who play all year round, who've been in these type of situations before, who've won a championship before. They play overseas on championship, year league, Russian league. They've been in these situations. So it's different when you have it. I mean, it's a different thing, but I think being home helps. It's one of those things. I think it's like 28-4. I don't know if that's the right percentage of the home team after they lose the first one. It's like 28-4 since they started doing it backwards. But they should do the NBA that way. You should put a petition in that the NBA do it. What do you think would happen?
Yeah, I don't think that would fly.
It wouldn't fly too well, huh? Okay.
So Penny finished the game really strong.
Right? Yeah.
13 points in the fourth quarter. That last buzzer beater, I think people don't recognize it as much because it didn't win the game. It was an amazing shot.
Yeah, we set it up. We ran it the correct way. You know, people always second guess things. You know, I do stuff a little different. I'm more of an instinct coach. Always have been. You know, I know people play poker around. So sometimes in poker, there's a card. You know, there's a card in poker that says, this, do that. Mm-hmm. This, do that. And you look at some of the poker players, they look like, say, I didn't feel it. That's how I coach. I've always coached that way. I'm an instinctive coach. I do things different than what other people do. My offense is different. I do everything opposite. I remember I was at a coaching clinic with Arizona State's coach. No, he's totally opposite of me. He's defense, grind it out, don't shoot the ball, hold it the last second. And I'm like, what? Fire that puppy up five times if you get a chance. And I'm just different. Mm-hmm. And that's all right. I mean, as long as I can, that's how I coach basketball, that's how I'm going to play. I'm not going to change now. So I can't coach someone else's style. So, you know, that's me. That's our team. That's how we play. And I remember our second year with Coach Westhead, and everybody said, you'll never win with that offense, and you'll never win with that defense, and you won a championship. So it can be done.
Sure.
It's not like it's never worked. I think he won a world championship with the Lakers with it also. Of course, he had Magic Johnson and some other people, but it won. So it's possible. It's possible.
So I was actually asking about Penny coming, you know, she finished the game hot.
Yeah.
Does that change how you start this game?
No. Penny is something you have in your back pocket, which is a luxury. Someone is a starter on anybody else's team in the league. And she's comfortable with it. And she comes in and doesn't start the game, but does starter things. So, no, it's not going to change.
You're looking for an increased, it was kind of, the roles were reversed last game with San Antonio's bench really stepping up, didn't
it? Yeah, they hit some. I mean, they hit, I think it was 11 and 16,
yeah.
Lawson and Crosley.
Yeah.
Some big shots. We didn't play the best game. It was down to the wire. You know, they missed that shot in the corner maybe. We're down one, come down, something else happens. You know, never, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. So, you know, you never know. You know, we played bad and it was a close game. It wasn't like we played bad, we lost by 20 and we got blown out it happens.
Well, they shot 50%, I think, from 3-point. I mean, it
happens.
Yeah.
Happens.
So, talking about playing bad, especially in the first half, it seemed like the defensive rotations, assignments.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of little mistakes that added up to a 5-point deficit, which probably should have only been 2 if we didn't get a 3 at the end of the half, which is something you got to finish out strong. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I went into halftime thinking, hey, you know, we just played bad and we're down 5 and didn't shoot well. So.
And then the third quarter, typically all year, in fact, statistically, the third quarter has been your best quarter of the season.
Yes.
And defensively, it picked up. I think helped them at 18, maybe.
Yeah, and offensively, we just.
This wasn't happening.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. You know, I've talked to many, a lot of my friends watching the coaches around, and I say, hey, you know, you still got, you know, you're a scoring team. You got to score to win. You know, everyone talks about defense, but if you can't score, you know, I've seen many defensive teams, great teams, not win because you can't score the ball.
Sure.
You can't score the ball. Now, if there was no shot clock, maybe they could.
Yeah, you got that back.
Yeah.
Get those stops.
Yeah. Yeah.